Hello, everyone. I'm Eunju Kim, professor of homiletics. Welcome. Welcome to my course, Spiritual Preaching. I think all of you are interested in spirituality. And I'm very curious how you define spirituality. These days, our ears have been exposed to the word spirituality many times on many occasions. In our contemporary context, spirituality is one of the most faddish and confusing terms. In general, it has been used to describe everything from Christian meditation, New Age practices, and pop psychology to various forms of religious practice, such as Asian mysticism, like yoga and Zen meditation. Spirituality is not a term limited to Christianity. Other religions like Buddhism, Confucianism, Islam, and Hinduism can also be studied in relation to their understandings and practices of spirituality. In this condition, it seems that the term spirituality is hard to define with a single meaning. Christian spirituality is often understood in two dimensions, horizontal and vertical dimensions. By the vertical dimension, Christian spirituality means a personal relationship with God. The goal of this dimension is to experience the presence of God through the practice of meditation. By horizontal dimension, Christian spirituality means social justice and a collective well-being. The goal of this dimension is to lead our spiritual practice toward concerns for others. In healthy or ideal spirituality, these two dimensions are combined. The vertical spirituality without the horizontal dimension is selfish and dangerous because it tends to avoid or deny the full scope of suffering in the world. Such spirituality is not truthful, but functions as a tranquilizer. The horizontal spirituality without the vertical dimension often makes us weary and hopeless when we struggle against the seemingly invincible power of evil in our reality. But when the two dimensions join in spirituality, it leads us into liberating practice for justice and peace in the world. True spirituality does not lead us away from what we face here and now, but leads us ever deeper into it to identify who we are, what our world is, and what kind of future we expect. We all have our own previous understandings of spirituality based on our particular experiences and previous knowledge. Throughout this course, I hope all of us are challenged to think deeply about spirituality and learn how to develop our preaching to be spiritual, through which our congregations can find spiritual guidance and be nurtured as spiritual beings. Now, I look forward to having a wonderful time with you. Bye.